There are, in fact, a lot of visitors from abroad attending the convention in Denver, about 500 or so. They include government leaders, diplomats, and activists from all over the globe. The World's Alex Gallifant reports now on what these unofficial international observers want to hear from Barack Obama tonight.
Just a short walk from the convention center, it looks like a mini United Nations. A throng of international visitors clutch cell phones as they stream outside from their latest policy forum. The topic, enhancing the U.S. role around the world. But these visitors are just as keen to talk about enhancing the United States' image overseas. Maria Gomez is a member of the European Parliament from Portugal. She argues that Barack Obama must address that issue tonight because, she says, the ability of the United States to affect political change abroad is compromised by its current reputation.
Every time the U.S. talks about promoting democracy, promoting the rule of law, demanding the respect for the rule of law, be it from countries like Russia or be it from countries like China, the U.S. cannot be faced with counterattacks.
Gomez and the others here do speak positively about the United States. They want it to be fully engaged in global affairs, and some regular themes crop up. An Indonesian politician tells me that Obama's speech should call for a multilateral, not unilateral, approach to foreign policy. A member of parliament from Brazil wants to hear references tonight to more foreign aid, to climate change, and the challenges of global poverty. But there are a few surprises, too. Shinkai Karuchel is a member of parliament from Afghanistan. Barack Obama frequently calls for a greater U.S. focus on that country, calling it the central front in the fight against terrorism. But Karuchel isn't interested in hearing about a military strategy in the speech tonight.
In my opinion, it's not the only solution to send more troops to Afghanistan, because I think it's more important how to build the capacity of Afghans to defend these enemies and protect its own country.
Karuchel says the United States should focus more on Pakistan, the place she calls a safe home for terrorists. I mentioned that to another visitor to Denver, Fakhatullah Babar. He's a co-chairman of the Pakistan People's Party. And I remind him that Senator Obama has in the past reserved the right to act against terrorist targets in the tribal areas of Pakistan, even without the consent of the government there. That's not something Fakhatullah Babar wants to hear again this evening.
When Obama speaks about striking targets in the tribal areas in Pakistan, we hope that he keeps in mind the sensibilities of the Pakistani people and also the vulnerabilities of the Pakistani government, because striking within Pakistani territory without the consent of the Pakistani government, without the knowledge of the Pakistani people, will be seen as a hostile act.
One diplomat in Denver wants Senator Obama to draw attention to areas of the world that don't tend to dominate the headlines. Anthony Johnson is the Jamaican ambassador to the United States.
We hold ourselves to be the third border of the United States, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. The area has serious problems with respect to drug trafficking, crime, and so on. And these things are related to the assistance and cooperation which we have with the United States and our other regional neighbors. And we do believe that he will see that for America to be safe, it must have neighbors that are strong, productive, and interactive.
Barack Obama may talk about the Caribbean in his speech tonight. He may not. Still, it's clear that the foreign leaders gathered in Denver will be waiting to hear something in it for them. But as the Venezuelan politician Calixto Ortega Rios notes, the speech is not for them, nor is the vote in November.
For us, it's very important the next decision, but the decision is only for the American people.
And that's not something Barack Obama's likely to forget this evening, whatever the rest of the world thinks. For The World, this is Alex Gallifant in Denver.
All our campaign coverage is on the web as well. Look for the Election 2008 page at theworld.org.